Three members of the Milwaukee Archdiocese are advocating that the priesthood be open to married men in order to bring in more priests. Some Wisconsin Catholics agree with this proposal. Michael Hopkins of Milwaukee says allowing married men to become priests would be a step in the right direction.
I think it would help the priesthood. I think it would bring diversity to the priesthood, which I think we need. If you look back biblically, the apostles were married. Peter was married. He had a family. And, you know, this is a church-imposed regulation that developed, I don't know, 400 or 500 years after the church started. And I think it's time for it to change.
Catholics on the other side of the issue think that such a change involves a break in tradition. Chuck Wickers of Muskego doesn't foresee the rule of celibacy going anywhere in the near future.
I don't think that there's any just cause to lift celibacy other than shortage of priests. I think part of the shortage is in part due to the error of men and not to the sincerity and the fruits that come from the celibacy. I think the celibacy of priests is an extraordinary gift that God has given us. He's not going to take it if it's going to bear fruit.
Father Joe Oftermauer of Milwaukee St. Matthias Church is one of the advocates for allowing married men to become priests. Oftermauer says allowing married men to join the order would help in the long run.
I'm not naive enough to believe that if Rome would allow married men to be priests tomorrow, that all of a sudden we would have enough priests. I'm not saying that. But I think we would have a few more than we do now.
The letter requesting the marriage option has been sent to Wilton Gregory for consideration. Wilton Gregory is the president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. Jason Landrum, Wisconsin Public Radio.